Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Latest on women in the workforce, the record number of women who are not working or in labor, 56,023,000 women aged 16 and over are not in the labor force. Not only is this a record high, but it's also the first time the number has been over 56 million. That seems like a lot under the circumstances. I don't know why I'm saying. I find sometimes these surveys of what the national trends are, I wonder why is it important for us to know that. And yet I told you, as the first thing coming out of my mouth this hour, is interesting.
Facts of culture.
Yes. Jennifer Horn is here. She's interesting and has lots of culture. Rich McFadden, not so much. Ken Kessler is tuned into what's going on, following your social media, the Twitter at Good Day, Facebook at Good Day, /Good Day Show. The State Department is investigating Hillary Clinton.
Ooh.
Whether or not the use of private email included sensitive information that would have violated security protocols during her tenure as Secretary of State. So who wasn't paying attention? She was Secretary of State for over 4 years. So why all of a sudden now?
Well, that was the question. Who didn't see that she wasn't emailing from a .gov?
Sure.
I mean, there was even a big hoopla, you know, about Obama not saying anything, and and so he said, "Well, I didn't. We really didn't exchange that many emails." And he said, "We emailed a few times." And then Josh Earnest said, "Well, he did email. He just didn't notice." I mean, I don't know.
Didn't
how
notice
you,
that it came from Hillary at HillaryClinton.
Yeah, at HillaryMail.com. Right. It's just weird.
Security protocols suggest that Mrs. Clinton should have known what the rules were. Clear-cut violation of the employee manual at the State Department. Really? Who reads those manuals? Did you read the manual for the Good Day Show?
Apparently not the person that runs the State Department.
No. Who needs that? Here's Mrs. Clinton saying that she did nothing wrong.
I took the unprecedented step of asking that the State Department make all my work-related emails public for everyone to see. I saw it as a matter of convenience, and it was allowed. Others had done it. According to the State Department, which recently said Secretary Kerry was the first Secretary of State to rely primarily on a state.gov email account.
Okay. That put it to rest. Everybody's happy now. Everything is settled.
Not a chance.
Right?
Not yet.
So
I
here
just don't
is.
I think that you should be able to decide what I get to see. I think I should be able to ask for what I want to see.
Really?
That's not your personal life.
And that convenience should trump security.
Correct.
But, all right. You know. Clint Eastwood in the news. People examining, you know, he went to the Oscars with his new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He's 84. The lady is Christina Sandera. She's 51. Apparently, people looking at her wondering, okay, what's the story of this woman? You know how social media is. Somebody started nosing around and found things that are not particularly nice about this lady. At least this is what social media is suggesting. She's had trouble. She was arrested for domestic battery, anger management problems, apparently. She beat up her ex-husband. She had a bad marriage. And this lady supposedly is violent. That is, if her past is any indication, says a source at TMZ. Why do people do this? Why
described in court papers as an alcoholic spendthrift gold digger. Sounds like fun.
There you go. But That's her past. You don't think people can fix their past problems?
Well,
is it automatically something that, because this was her past, that's what's going to be?
And who is describing her of this? Is it
the
former husband's kids or something? Or
bitter
ex-wife?
Party of two?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, the guy's 84 years old. She's an attractive 51-year-old woman. And so, you know,
somehow I don't think that Clint Eastwood has a problem with people skills and being able to determine whether she's good for him or not.
That's really
still a sound.
He probably doesn't care if she's good for him or not. Hello, she's 30 years younger. Of course he's
interested. But that isn't just, it's not just that. It's whether or not how you handle these things internally is, and this is what bothers me so much about social media. And people talking about what goes on in homes, it's nobody else's business, frankly. Here's a story. See if you think this fits into that category. This posted on one of the people who is a Facebook follower of mine. It's an ad. My daughter Myra, this is how the ad reads. My daughter Myra is a procrastinator. With lots of time to turn in her history project, she didn't turn it in on time. So now, thanks to her actions, you can buy her awesome iPhone 5. She will no longer have a cell phone, since this is a privilege. Your happiness is my happiness, and it lists the number to call to buy the phone. I just think parents ought to be thinking that way. When children are not doing what they're supposed to be doing because they are so distracted by all of this social media, this paraphernalia, this gadgetry, isn't it time to sort of, if you either set the rules and they adhere to the rules, or if they break the rules, you take the phone away from them?
It's definitely something that you need to manage. I mean, having
really
two
is.
Young kids with devices, you absolutely need to set the rules and adhere to them.
Yep, I agree with that. Yeah, okay.
Is public shaming the answer, though?
Right.
Well, remember, was it last year?
It's effective.
Some kid didn't do well on a in grades, whether I think it was a high school, and the father made this child walk around town in a placard. I will do better in school, wasn't that last year?
That's horrible.
With a letter like this, you don't really personalize it, but when you see a kid with a sandwich board, it makes it a lot of, it makes it real.
14 after the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. We have the help of understanding some of the things going on in the medical world from the perspective of Dr. Ronald Hoffman. He'll join us next here on Good Day.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, how did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501. Again, 1-800-921-3501.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
It's 16 past the hour. Our weekly visit from Dr. Ronald Hoffman, his website, drhoffman.com. If you have not signed up yet for his excellent newsletter, Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, you ought to do that. You can do it by going to drhoffman.com. A lot of controversy about this testosterone report. The FDA statement last week on testosterone contradicts a lot of medical experts. I wonder where you weigh in on this, Ron, with your clients, with your patients. Testosterone therapy has the title of the report was testosterone therapy and cardiovascular risk. Mayo Clinic says that this is not true. There's also a report in the Science Daily from a Harvard urologist that says there is no real connection here. What do you make of this? What should men be thinking about when it comes to testosterone supplements?
Well, I actually wrote an article on this a little while ago entitled Hormone Nazis to Men, No Testosterone for You. You know, like the soup Nazi, because they came out with this report, and it just came out of left field a few months ago, stating that testosterone was very dangerous, and that if you took testosterone, you were more likely to get a heart attack. Now, I looked at the report, and the report was done at a VA hospital where the therapy was administered, I think, improperly, carelessly. They looked at men who were very, very sick. Perhaps some of them were on the verge of a heart attack. And lo and behold, some men got heart attacks when they took testosterone, but the wrong kind, the synthetic kind, and not the kind that I generally give in my practice. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, other people were saying, no, we don't see that. In fact, testosterone may actually help the heart because a man who has low testosterone is going to feel lazy and demotivated, sit around, get fat, won't exercise, and then be more likely to get diabetes or a heart attack. So testosterone actually, I think, is a boon for the heart, maybe beneficial. Perhaps a man who has had a lot of heart attacks or is very, very sick, maybe that's not the best time to initiate testosterone therapy. Hey, you know, there's a new form of testosterone therapy that is available. There are different creams, there's injections, there's lozenges you take under the tongue. Now there's a nasal testosterone. You put it in your nose three times a day.
Yeah.
This is not a joke. This is not a joke.
I'm waiting for the laugh, for the line here.
Isn't that a white powdery stuff you buy down on the corner?
No, but the potential is kind of. I would feel kind of uncomfortable putting testosterone in my nose three times daily because who knows what might happen to your nose? You know, so pretty girl walks by and
Do people pay attention to the warning labels? The FDA. The bottom line of the story was the FDA has ordered warning labels to be put on the testosterone products, drugs, not supplements. Does that affect, do people really pay attention to that, honestly?
Well, they do. You know, I think they may be poisoning the well for some men who might be scared to take testosterone, and then they won't be able to access the benefits. You know, if you watch TV, there are law firms who are trolling the airwaves looking for lawsuits. They went, have you taken testosterone? Have you or a loved one suffered a heart attack and blah, 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 and then, you know, 1-800, sue the bastards. That's how it works. Somebody telling testosterone is eventually going to have a heart attack, and they'll blame the testosterone.
All right. The newsletter this week has epic medical failures. The 10 of them, and Ron bets that you will have fallen for at least one of them. I look at these steroid injections that are a part of the story here. I would want people
to check
those out. Yeah, I've been taking them, frankly, and they don't work. They're not worth a doggone. Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com, drhoffman.com. Thank you, Ron.
Thank
2020
you.
News quiz. Quickly, figure this out. Who has to pay Marvin Gaye's children $7.4 million? Got the answer? You qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor, 888-302-3684. Call us now.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. And laws number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is the controversy, beginning of the Marvin Gaye tune, Got to Give It Up.
Copy.
Is it?
Would you hear this? Yes. Oh, yeah.
Question for the 2020 crowd. Who is going to have to pay Marvin Gaye's children $7.4 million for using the beginning of that song in their song, Blurred Lines? Did you get the beginning of that?
I do. Hold on. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop them both.
Okay.
And I'm going to start them both at the same time.
All right. Let's.
We'll go back and forth, and you tell me if you think.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's Marvin Gaye.
Ooh. This is pretty incredible.
You tell me which song is which, Dudley. You ready?
Right.
What song is this? Or what song is this?
Blurred Lines is the one you played first. Marvin Gaye's second one. Yes?
Yes.
All right, so let's get John, who's listening in Kentucky, to tell us the rest of the story. John, who is it that's going to have to pay the Marvin Gaye family $7.4 million because of the copying? You got to wonder what they're smoking. They're fighting this
song.
Or listening to it. Hello. Hi, John. Hi, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I forgot you can't punch him up. Hold on here.
No, I can't.
There you go.
John. Oh. Hey, John.
Yes. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Terrific. So who are we talking about here?
Yeah, Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams.
Yep. So you agree with that? You listen to the beginning of those two songs, and you can see pretty easily. I don't even understand why there was a contest. Why didn't they just say, okay, here you go?
That's the question is, people thought they should have just settled out of court, but they went through with the lawsuit. Like, how are you going to win this?
You can't. And do they have, kind of money these guys?
But here's the thing. Was it intentional, or is it just like...
Hello? Listen to the beginning of the
Even the woos are in the...
You're asking that?
Yeah.
Remember when we had all of that controversy about Coldplay and the guitarist, what was his name?
But you're the one who always says there's only, seven chords in music, eight chords in music.
No, what? That's
eight,
it.
Eight notes.
Right.
But
admit to taking the thing and say, okay.
50 years into this rock and roll thing, we've got to have things that sound alike.
When does it become public domain? How many years does a song have to be out and published before it's public domain?
Isn't it 50 years?
I think it is 50.
So if it's been over 50 years...
Which it has. Well, it was close.
Pretty close.
pretty close. Yeah.
All right, so John, are you a fan of Marvin Gaye? Are you a fan of Pharrell Williams? Who do you consider to be the top of the pops for you?
Well, obviously Marvin Gaye. I'm a little bit in the older crowd there, son.
Really? Are you, son?
You know, though, I'm a little in the older crowd.
I had my driver's license in 77, so.
Really?
I had mine even born yet.
60. When did I have my driver's license?
Jen, you always know how to make somebody feel really good.
I know.
1960, I think I had my driver's license.
You could have driven my mom to the hospital when she went into labor with me.
John is going to qualify for our drawing. The Broadmoor Hotel giveaway comes up in a couple of weeks. John, congratulations. Hold on a second while we get some more info from you. Yes, it was the Marvin Gaye family that benefits from all of that. Let's go back musically for a memory from 1968. Otis Redding received a gold record. He had already passed away for his single Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay.
He couldn't have driven my mom to the airport.
No. He was killed in a plane crash in Madison, Wisconsin.
Before the song even hit, he wrote this with Steve Cropper.
Yep.
And Steve Cropper finished it and they released it.
Yeah. I don't even know her.
There are no
Cropper.
No. All right. Check out our video of the day today. Last fall's viral video featuring a father and a son playing music in the kitchen. The son played the oven door. The video had 4 million views. They've got a new one. It's got 2.6 million views already. You can check it out. The audio is good, but the video is much better. Check it out today, right now, at DougStephan.com.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online. It's 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $2.49 at other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Perfect radio because of perfect people, pluperfect personalities on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. All of us are here with thoughts on what's going on in the real world. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, do you support or oppose capital punishment? Yes, you support. B, you don't. The reason that we have that is because the folks in Utah have passed a bill, the legislature there, that would make it the only state in the country to allow firing squads to carry out
the death
penalty.
You're laughing, but this is not wrong.
I love it.
First of all, they can't stab a needle into somebody and get it right these days. I mean, it's taken them like 4 days to actually off somebody with an injection. So why not? This is actually more humane, I think. You know, just bring them up, fire away. Case closed. 10 seconds.
If I bring them up and fire away.
Jeez.
There we go. Okay, so tell me what you think. Speaking of firing away.
Thank you, Jennifer. You just gave me the audio I needed.
That's it. What should happen to Officer Matt Kenny of the Madison, Wisconsin Police Department? He's being investigated again for using lethal force. This is the latest in a series of shootings, white police. This time was a 19-year-old biracial student. His name was Tony Robinson. Madison, the epicenter over the weekend of protests, black males killed by white officers there. This fellow shot and killed a man who pointed a pellet gun at him 8 years ago. He was exonerated then. As a matter of fact, got a commendation from the police department, and the reason was because the guy he shot was white. Not the case here in this circumstance.
Please stop feeding this narrative. You don't know that that's true.
What's true?
You don't know if what you just said is true, and you're
what did I say
a
that
very
wasn't
dangerous
true?
Narrative.
What did I
you
say that wasn't
was given
true?
A you said he was given a commendation because he was white.
I didn't say that. No, I did not say because at all.
Can we rewind the tape?
Yeah, rerun the tape. I didn't say because at all. I said as a definitive, declarative, five-word sentence, the dead man was white. I did not say he got a commendation because he was white. Come on.
If that's what you said,
think?
Then
I'm
misheard. Well, I thought maybe you went crazy on me for a second. I was going to say you can't.
I go crazy
that.
On you, but
it's
not for
people
that.
Mad.
Yeah.
Kenny, what did you say?
I think what he said was that the police officer got a commendation and also, as another piece of information,
got
the dead man
okay,
was white.
Okay, it came across that he got a commendation because he was white.
Of course I'm going
to say. Jennifer thinks you're that close to the edge that you could go for
it. No, I'm scared these days. I just never know.
I'm a little close to the edge, but
I'm not that close to the edge. Come back.
All right, so here's something else that's creepy. Creepy? This is creepy. O.J. Simpson.
Not a Jew, but guess who is? Hall of Famer.
O.J. Simpson may lose his legs because he has diabetes.
Diabetes, yeah. I'll get you.
The juice is fierce. Run, then.
He won't be leaving prison until he's dead anyway. So this is the Lovelock. Don't you love these names? Lovelock Correctional Facility. And the state
he's
is
not
going
in
to
prison
have
until he's dead for life.
Depends.
Well, yeah, exactly. How well this operation goes. He's on massive antibiotics to get rid of the problem. It does not heal. He's got a big cut on his knee. Knee infection, that kind of stuff.
How out of control were his diabetes? Because they have to be pretty out
of control.
Look at a picture of him.
Look at the
picture. Wouldn't they monitor him in prison?
No, they want him to die. Why are they going to monitor him?
That's true.
Monitor him how? OJ, you've been eating a little bit too much.
They
you
give
get
you
a little
medical
heavy there.
No, mm-hmm. They give you medical attention and would test your blood sugar is what I'm getting at, is that they mm-hmm. must give him, like, blood tests, right?
All right, you remember, you don't remember, but I'll give you this. In the last hour, this would be the 11th. So if you want to go back to the last hour number four, this is five next, yeah. Hour number four, we have a conversation in hour number four about the number of women who are unemployed in our country. The number was 56 million, I believe, Kenny, wasn't it? 56 million people, women not employed who are eligible to be employed. So
I'm making
the
up
same,
for a couple of them with my three jobs.
Yes, you are, with all your jobs, yeah.
I'm helping.
The German government has set a quota for female executives. They have said to the 100 biggest companies in their country, you are required to have at least 30% women in executive positions and on supervisory boards starting next year. German parliament approved the quota system. It will require an additional 3,500 firms to set goals for raising the number of women in leadership positions. If there are no equal opportunities at the top of companies, there are none in other areas either, said the Minister for Women and Families in Germany. So what's that going to do? What will happen? Does that measure come to America? Should we be...
I am so glad I'm a woman. You guys are going to have it rough. Seriously.
Thank you very
it
much.
Stinks to be a man, and especially a white man right now. Oh, my God. You guys are in trouble.
They come to me and tell me whether I have enough women or not.
I know nothing.
I just hire people, man. I don't know.
All right. Here's an email. One of the cleverest emails I have received in a while. And I'm going to... I'm doing this advisedly because I think you get a smile at the end of this, even if you are not likely to smile at some things about this fellow.
Did we get a sneak peek?
Well, kind of.
Yeah, we got a sneak peek.
I was reading a... I probably shouldn't do that one on the air, though, right? That's probably not a good one to do.
No. That's the one I thought it was funny.
No. All right, this is anagrams. These are anagrams that I found when I was going through. I was reviewing some of my email last night, and I found this, and I never used it. And I thought, this is perfect food for thought. I love things that challenge the mind. So anagrams are words that can be turned around and put into other words or phrases. For example, Presbyterian. When you rearrange the letters, you have best in prayer.
Okay.
All right? Astronomer. When you rearrange the letters, you have moon starer. All the same letters. Desperation. When you rearrange the letters, A rope ends it. Anagram for the eyes. Rearrange the letters. They see. Take all the same letters. George Bush. Rearrange the letters. He bugs Gore. The Morse code. When you rearrange the letters, here come dots. This is all true. I'm not making any of this up. Dormitory. Rearrange the letters into dirty room.
Ew.
Slot machines. Rearrange the letters. Cash lost in me.
Hmm.
Animosity. When you rearrange that, is no amity. Election results. Rearrange the letters. Lies. Let's recount. Snooze alarms. Rearrange the letters. Alas, no more Z's.
Hmm.
Decimal point. When you rearrange the letters, I'm a dot in place. 11 plus 2. When you rearrange the letters, 12 plus 1. Mother-in-law. When you rearrange the letters, woman Hitler. All right, this is the one that I am advised. I'm just doing it because it actually is the way. There could be a slice, and you can yell and scream. Do whatever you want. I don't care. President Barack Obama. When you rearrange the letters, an Arab-backed imposter. I find that fascinating, frankly.
Doug Steffen, when you rearrange the letters?
No.
Hanged spout.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
What's Rich McFadden, before? Rearrange the letters?
Yeah, Rich McFadden.
You're fired.
Spelled with an H. The H is silent.
Either that or thank you.
Thank you very much, Richie. 17 before the hour here on Good Day.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Hi, here's your delivery from staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfecting cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and $314 while supplies last. See storestaples.com for details.
Couple of helicopter mishaps in the news. 14 before the hour, by the way. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny, Richie and I focus now on these two different helicopter crashes. One of them in Florida yesterday. 7 Marines, 4 soldiers were taken. I don't know. They haven't been pronounced dead yet, Kenny, I don't think, but the crash took place. They didn't find him, so, I mean, what do you expect is going to come out of that? It was 8:30 last night, local time. Crews have found debris from the crash. The names of those involved are being withheld. Tough reality. There was another helicopter crash yesterday morning. I think it was Argentina or Brazil, where a reality program was being filmed, and the two helicopters crashed into one another. I do not believe there were any survivors of that. And the weather apparently was so windy. Why would you go up in a helicopter other than, oh, we're on deadline, we've got to get this done? But it was very, very windy. Wind gusts 70, 80 miles an hour. You don't want to be in a helicopter. Are you nuts? When the wind is gusting around, that kind of, that's you just like you're asking for it. Hello, here we are. Knock us out of the sky. And the two of them get that close together, you get a blast of wind like that, it's almost inevitable, it would seem. So that's a sad reality. Boeing in the news. We've been talking about this lady whose name now I can't remember, who was married to Andrew Lloyd Webber, who's going up
Sarah
to the International.
Sarah Brightman.
Brightman, that's it too. Okay. So I'm looking around at what Boeing is doing. We think of Boeing mostly because of commercial airliners, but Boeing also makes most of the planes used by the military, and they are involved in space exploration as well. NASA and Boeing working on a couple of different sorts of planes, if that's what you want to call them, moving around the space crew. They're trying to, though. I thought it was interesting. Boeing is trying to make a deal with SpaceX and other private companies that are, and they're going overseas for this. They're building these new sort of, would you call them rockets, spaceships? They have a space exploration division, and they are working in a market that has a lot of money in it. Imagine what it costs to build one of these things.
Oh,
how much
sure.
has Richard Branson spent on those things that he's been building? I think Boeing is building them for him. But look at, we look at that whole area. We don't think about the business part of it. You think, oh, this is exciting. And that's what made me think after reading a story earlier today and talking about it on the air, this lady going up in the International Space Station, how is she getting there? I just happened to, because there was an announcement of planes being sold to some country, and so I always like to look at Boeing and get the story. And then there's this side story about how they're working on all of these space projects. And it's big money. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars because it costs a whole lot of money to build just one of these things. So you look at the businesses and you see headlines every day, Target laying off 1,700 people here and this company's laying off that many and we're going to rebuild our plant so they can be more friendly to robots, yada, yada, yada. But I think Boeing, what most people don't realize is that Boeing is the largest exporter in terms of dollars of any company that we have in America. Did you know that? Boeing exports more in terms of dollar value than any other
30-some jet fighters to Israel.
Yeah, they sell those. But look at the orders for commercial planes, Richie, that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
They have 1,700 orders, backlog orders, for the 737 new generation. They have about that many orders, maybe 1,400, for the 787 because it's a wide-aisle plane and it will replace the 767. And this is a company that just prints. When'd that come from?
Prints
money. Prints the money. But it's a great American company, and we ought to be celebrating it. There's a story at DougStephan.com today. If you're looking for an inn in Maine, what a beautiful picture at DougStephan.com. Anybody who is dreaming of starting his or her own business, all you got to do is submit a 200-word I guess it's an essay, right, Kenny? It's an essay, 200-word essay. And if you have the winning, I don't know who's going to just, is it the people who own it? This is great, by the way. I've been by this. Center Level Inn, this is a great place. The picture, look at this picture. It's on Route 1 as you go up the coast of Maine. 210-year-old inn, magnificent views of the mountains and the ocean and stuff. So there will be probably about 7,500 entries. $125 an entry, and that's how the people who own it are going to get their $900,000 out of the inn, because that's what they say it's worth. I wonder if I should do that for one of the farms.
That'd be awesome.
I'm going to sell my farms, and I was thinking that this would be a good, have everybody kick in, $1,000 for a letter? You think that's a good idea, Richie?
Sure. I'm in.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. They're coast of Maine.
Can you imagine if we won?
Yeah. A winner. You're always a winner on Good Day. 51 after the hour.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Now 53 past the hour on Good Day. Here's Bobby McFerrin.
You worry, you make it double, don't worry.
The predecessor to Pharrell Williams. Don't worry, be happy.
Great song. Great
from the
movie.
Tom Cruise movie Cocktail.
Cruise never looked better.
Bobby McFerrin, 65 years old today.
And
he's not worried. He's happy.
The shoe. Never looked better.
Never looked better. All right, so that's our music. We have music that starts every movie moments segment. That's it for today. Time for us now to have a contest. Chucker's, I guess, not with us, right, Chucky? Chucky, right? Richie?
Went to New York.
Went to New York. Enjoy the warm weather. So we have the number one movie this week in 1984. I'll give you bits and pieces of trivia as you try to figure out what this movie is. You'll call us at 888-302-3684. We'll qualify you for our drawing in a couple of weeks. Third week in March, we're going there somewhere on the 24th, give away this trip to the Broadmoor Hotel in the Colorado Springs area. The people getting in today will have to listen carefully, then call us at 888-302-3684. Identify the movie from which this sound comes.
This is only TV. I thought you understood about TV. See, this is make-believe. This is just pretend killing that's going on here. See, now this guy, he's an actor.
Mm, got it.
And next week he'll get shot on another show.
All right. Got it.
888-302-3684. What's the movie? By the way, this actor was signed after the role was turned down by John Travolta, Bill Murray, and Dudley Moore. All
right,
three
Dougie.
Of those.
And John Travolta.
Yeah.
John Travolta.
And it's the first movie produced by Ron Howard.
Yep, here it is. Next clip.
I don't ask that much, do I? I mean, I don't ask to be famous, and I don't ask to be rich, and I don't ask to play center field for the New York Yankees or anything. I just want to meet a woman. I want to meet a woman, and I want to fall in love, and I want to get married, and I want to have a kid, and I want to go see him play a tooth in the school play.
Now, this was his, you could argue this was his first really big, significant role.
I would say Bachelor Party is the really big one.
Yeah, but that didn't get him going. This got him going. Real actor. Last clip, Richie.
All my life, I've been waiting for someone, and when I find her, she's a fish. There nobody said looks perfect.
That's all you need. 888-302-3684. Name of the movie. Person gets on the air, gets qualified for the drawing for the Broadmoor. We'll have some movie news and the results of our poll on Marvel movie series in a moment here on Good Day.
A recent MassMutual State of the American Family study found nearly 72% of Americans believe it's important to educate our children on finances to ensure a strong economy in the future. Award-winning actor and author Hill Harper is one of those believers, and that's why he's partnered with MassMutual on the MassMutual Future Smart Challenge.
One thing we talk about during the MassMutual Future Smart Challenge is most of us want to wait until we're well into our 20s or 30s to start saving money. And these young people I talk to, well, they're middle schoolers. They're around 12 to 13, but they can start now. 20 years of savings head start can make a huge impact on the financial future of them and their family.
Harper has helped spread the word personally to thousands of students at interactive seminars around the country.
I'm so very proud of my partnership with MassMutual. They spent over $2 million on this program, and we've reached over 20,000 students.
For more information, visit massmutual.com/futuresmartchallenge.
All right, Randy, what do you think the name of that movie is? We have some good sound from it. What's the movie?
I'm going to guess Big.
Big. Right actor, good guess, wrong movie. Thank you, though. Colleen, what do you think the name of the movie is?
Splash.
It is Splash. Good. That is correct. Splash. And who is the female lead?
Oh, geez, the blonde.
Say Daryl Hannah.
Daryl Hannah. Yay! Ooh, you're right. Good for you. All right, hold on just a second. We'll find out more about you. You'll qualify for our drawing trip to the Broadmoor Hotel and Resort in Colorado Springs. Meanwhile, yesterday's poll focusing on the Marvel movie series and putting them all together, how much money is being made. Good Lord. Let's see. 22% of you said the Captain America franchise was your favorite. I'd agree with that. I mean, I've seen Iron Man.
That's good.
Some of the others. I saw one Spider-Man, didn't like it. 21% Spider-Man. See here, 70% Iron Man, 12% Thor, 11% X-Men, 10% Avengers, 7% Guardians of the Galaxy. Does that shake out with where your values are, one way or another? Star Wars coming out in December. 32 years of space time, 20 new books for adults and teenagers and younger children.
Disney has cranked up this franchise.
They are really going to make a lot of money on this, so look for those. Disney Publishing Worldwide, Lucasfilm.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.